Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keeping our lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Full circle. Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
It's X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Just, and you're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Look, excuse me if I talk my shit.
X in effect.
Look, the name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that'll flame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. I got a stack of my shot, I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. They some fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off Wonka's. This how a rapper rap like a GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black Concord, just a flex. I'm bored, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. You hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Who's tuning on the stereo?
Embodiment Underground, Pilot Radio.
Hey, yo, this your boy Tricky Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL, Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune in.
Don't get caught slipping, sisters.
She was a beauty queen with finer things. Always wore designer jeans. Only mess with ballers, not men in the minor leagues. Mesmerized men with a swagger and a smile. She break her right in and then she pass them to the pile. Sexual attraction, intellectual abstraction. She leave your brain dead before you get to know her action. Her curves was majestic with a mocha complexion. Her words was poetic, she was close to perfection. She take you for your papers if you leave your guard down. Love is a movie and she's playing a part now. Everywhere she goes, she leave a trail of destruction. And if she was a queen, she wouldn't sell you seduction. Before you commit, fellas, better test the roots. Change your ways, sisters, before you're destitute. You were born with a purpose, deeper than your surface. Don't get caught slipping, cause it ain't never worth it.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation. What's to my ladies all across the globe?
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
To my ladies all across the globe.
Women, make sure you're respected.
When you're young and malleable, that's when the drama begins. We're taught never put a woman over money, your friends. The weakest of men, teaching brothers how to be. Preaching the fallacy to my sisters is causing. That's man's lowest calling. Pimpology, matriculation. Imposing the will on sisters with manipulation. The oldest profession, my boldest confession, is the world's a matriarchy. Put the queens in position. Kings protect the queen's strong arm, that she may walk a pathway upon this earth unharmed. That's your highest calling in this battlefield. The black woman is God, that's what's real. Through her womb, life begins. Through her heart, it returns. Her safety and well-being is my greatest concern. Destroying and building mental conceptions of men and women, cause falling short of your higher self is my notion to slip.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
What's to my ladies all across the globe?
Women, make sure you're respected.
Baby girl, got all the right preparation.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
It's harder to accept that I choose to learn from us and follow in our steps. I see right through you, not accepting your disguise. But when they grow up, they use deception on lies. Because it's in your hand to put them on the right course. That's why as a woman, you were meant to be the source. Whatever that you teach them will be your legacy. Keep your head up and be the best that you can be.
We owe it to our sons to properly shine. So that when our time says they'll rise with divine state of mind. Boys to men from a prince to a king. Knowledge of self molds and for godhood, supreme being. Teach them respect the queens, protect the queens. Cause she's the best of things, sweetest nectarines. The man is the mind, the woman is the thought it contains. They bring forth the idea, the trinity is ordained.
I like that track. I love that track.
Caught you slipping.
Yes, yes, yes.
Boom, bap.
Oh,
bap,
yeah.
Bap.
Oh, you know what? Y'all have lost me already. Look, you guys, you are now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. We are in the building. We are in the building.
And we are taking control.
We're taking control. We don't took control, Mundo.
We are taking control.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm super elated. I'm excited. You know, you guys know why I'm. You what does that mean?
I'm just saying peace.
That's yeah. We won't talk about that. Well, you know what? We got. Don't even worry about it, cause my peace is gonna come real naturally today. And the reason why is because if anyone's following us on social media, we have an amazing interview that's gonna be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Solrak. And I'll make sure I get confirmation when we get him on the line. So he's gonna be calling in at the bottom of the hour.
Solrak, that's a nice track.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, and what I'm super excited because you know what? That's I think Solrak part of the tribe. He part of the tribe because he all there.
Yeah.
Okay. He got his eyes wide inward.
Right. If you seek, you shall find.
Yeah. No, you know, energy is powerful.
Oh yeah.
And when I read his bio, I said, you know what? This is what I like. I mean, I love everything and everyone, but this is what I'm vibing with.
Interesting stuff.
Oh yeah, reading his bio. Oh my gosh, yeah, that's my brethren right there. So Soul Rec, if you're listening, I'm really super excited to have you. And 6:30 cannot come quick enough. And I just feel like he has a lot to cover. So I'm really impressed in so many ways. And one, I don't even know if it's even about being impressed. You know, sometimes I think that's kind of used out of content. I salute this particular artist. And first and foremost, I salute this person, this human being. You know, I'm just feeling like this is going to be a good one. So you guys just hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seat.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for that
one. I'm ready for it. You know what's really funny, too, because I'm vibing his bio so much. I'm a little nervous. I'm not nervous when it comes to interviews. But, you know, he's all in. He's all in.
I like this handle, though, Soul Rat.
That's
pretty tight.
Oh, yeah, it is. Absolutely. And we're going to talk about that, too. We'll talk about all of that. So I'm not going to give it away too much. But you guys just make sure you stay locked in. You can get us on all of the platforms as far as the apps. Well, it's only two. Well, it's three. I think Alexa is fair to say that she's part of the platform, too.
Oh, yes,
too. She is Alexa. Yeah. Why they don't have Tyrone or anyone like that? Why we always got to have
name like Alexa?
Alexa and who's the other one with the iPhone people?
Siri,
where the guys at? Snoop Dogg had one. No, that was a GPS. Why we only had the fellas?
Oh, it's coming soon.
Where's the fellas? We want to hear a fella. Why you got to have the one with the European accent?
Oh, I got one coming too. I ain't tell you.
Oh, Silk.
Silky.
That's crazy.
Yo, Silky, play
that's
going to
be, that's kind of like having Cat. That's kind of like having Cat Williams as one of the voiceovers.
Oh, that'll be a good one though.
For the app.
Yeah, we need to holler at Cat about that.
I can see Cat doing
one.
I can see Snoop Dogg doing it. I don't know why he chose to do the GPS.
Yeah.
Because Snoop cool.
Oh, yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, he can talk some stuff.
Yeah, he need to go ahead and get that turned into his voiceovers.
Yeah, I just want to know why we don't have to have a male voice when it comes to that. I don't, that just came to me.
Never know.
Yeah. I bet you there's something subliminal behind that. Because everything's so freaking subliminal these days. You know, it's like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's like the Twilight Zone. I couldn't get that sound couldn't come out. That's okay. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. Yeah. I'm on the airways. Yeah, a little raspy.
Gotta warm up like.
Yeah. Yep. Well, look, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. We started off kind of crazy, you guys, but it's all good. It is all good. Make sure you follow us Monday through Saturdays from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. I can't think of the time. We've been around for a minute now. Yeah, make sure you stay locked in. We're exclusively, if you're just locking in and you're a new listener, we are an independent radio show. We are 100% behind the independent artists, whether it be R&B, hip hop. Although we get the bulk of the hip hop music, we do actually cater to other genres. So, you know, just follow us on all social media platforms. We also have a website to get more information about, you know, what we actually stand for. You can simply go to the embodimentundergroundradio.com website and just check us out. Follow us also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we groovy, man.
Yeah, and we're also on LinkedIn. You know, LinkedIn typically is a different type of platform. It's just for business people. But, you know, for those persons who have businesses, you know, we do have pages for our businesses. So there is a LinkedIn at Street60 FM and Embodiment Underground Radio, because that is, it's in fact a business. So check us out. We won't disappoint you. We're not here live every single day. And just for all those who are wondering, we do play straight music, uninterrupted personality, well, uninterrupted music with personalities, and we go crazy sometimes up in here. We start off sometimes like we just sitting in somebody's living room eating popcorn, watching a movie. And that's how I feel about our interview. This is more than an interview in the radio station. This is somebody I think I can kind of just have some conversations, you know, like we do, you know, bars and
Franco,
yeah, Black Mermaid. You, and speaking of Frank O'Shack and Bars Damu and Black Mermaid. You guys go check these artists out. They, and when we're speaking about someone casually like this, that means they're very special to us, and in more ways than one.
Right.
And they are amazing artists. I mean, and that's an understatement. I use that word so much, I've kind of ran it in the ground. But I don't think there's a word that has even been created to even explain what I feel about certain people. And so you guys just go check them out on Instagram. We have Franco Shack. We have Black Mermaid, BLKMERMAIII, which symbolizes third eye, D, Black Mermaid. She is
awesome,
off the chain in a good way.
Man.
She's new. I don't think it's fair to say she's a new artist, but she's new to the scene as far as getting herself out to the masses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys have to hold on to your seat when you check her out. She's powerful.
She's going to be a major surprise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and she has great presence with her music, just even when she enters the room.
Right.
And I can't say any more about that. And also check out Bars the Moo. That's B-A-R-Z. D bars, okay, BARZDAMU, the Moo. You had to space it.
Okay.
And then we got the one and only Mondo Malone. And he's our co-host at the Embodiment Underground Radio Show. What's been going on with you, Mondo?
None. It's been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Two legends passed away.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Watching when I was young, I'm like, dang.
Yeah. A lot goes through our minds with that.
You said two.
Two. Shock G.
Shock G.
Shock G and DMX.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, hell. They gonna come out here and protest in front of S360.
we got to let the listeners know who we're talking about.
No, but they know. If they don't know who the legends are and it's a hip-hop show,
yeah,
then shame on you. Go to Google.
DMX
Google it.
And Shock G.
We Google everything else, right? Just Google
exactly.
It. Yeah. Recent legends, right. Hip-hop legends that has passed. Well, I did say we do cater to different genres, so I stand corrected, you guys.
They like Tupac, went for Shot G.
Oh, yes.
Going to be Tupac.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. So, exactly. I love myself some Humpty Hump.
They gave Tupac that start, didn't they?
Yeah.
He started out dancing in the background.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't know
ain't
that.
Ain't that something?
Oh, yeah.
My homeboy thought I was playing when I told him Tupac was a background dancer. He said, you lying. I'm like, let's go on YouTube real quick.
He sure was.
Check it out.
Sure
there
was.
Is.
I was like, is that Tupac?
Yeah.
That's Tupac. Yeah.
Doing the hump to hump.
You'll be imagining where people started from. And speaking of Shock G, we have a tribute with our next track that's coming up.
Okay.
And I want to give a shout out to Undu Kadi. Man, you putting it down. He has a whole different vibe himself, and I love it. Even with the name Undu Kadi, okay? Come on now. You know, you're going to expect something different. And that's what I like. I just can't keep hearing the same similarities in my head all the time listening to music. You know, so, and what I mean by that to all the artists, you guys, walk in your truth. Know what it is that you want. You are your own creator. You don't have to emulate. You don't have to follow trends. Just kind of look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? What is it that you want to do? Forget about what everyone else is doing. Because my thing is, if the world's going to the right, I'm going to the left. I'm serious. I'm not following. I'm going to the left.
You got your own leader, set your own trend when people follow your lead.
Exactly.
And that's what makes the world magical, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Something unique, man.
Yeah, and we're all unique in our own individual way.
Yes.
So it should never be so many similarities that, you know, and I know things are trending, so we think, well, if it's not broke, why try to fix it?
Right.
You know.
I want to shout out to my man, Mike Fizzy.
Mike, yeah.
And Dust Jr. and Dr. Sushi.
Oh, Doc, yeah.
And last but not least, Prime Time Tim 10. What's up, man? You need to holler at us.
He has. I owe him a call.
Okay.
He's been reaching out. I owe him a call.
I feel a presence coming near.
But you know what? Oh, and Prime Time, he's resurrected.
Okay.
Oh, he
got
has
a video.
He said, you know what? He made he made a post. He said something about he getting ready to come. Well, I'm actually kind of giving my interpretation. I can't quote what he stated, but he said he coming strong. He getting ready to bring out some stuff y'all ain't never seen before. He's coming aggressively. Yeah, and he's a talented artist too. And you know what? You know, Prime Time, he's also a businessman. And you know what? Now, let me retract that. An artist is a business person. So I want to retract that. So my apologies. because we tend to, you know, misconstrue what business truly is.
Oh, yeah, that's a business person.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But he's very business intuitive. Let me say that. Yeah, I think that's the proper way of giving a description of shout to Primetime.
Primetime.
Yeah,
10-10.
Yeah. I was going to say Shock G, but I just know Shock G is Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
That was just a song though. Oh, I used to call him Humpty Hump. Was that did
that
we
was
call
classic
him?
Stuff,
that was that a name that we gave him to Humpty Hump, or that was that just a song?
Well, I think in the song he called himself Humpty.
Humpty, yeah.
So
with the nose, he always wore the nose.
That was classic stuff, man. That's what made hip hop.
That was the good days.
Yeah, still that was one, you know,
the good times.
Yeah,
yeah.
We on new good days too.
Now hip hop is, you know, I see hip hop is shifting. But no, not the, because hip hop is hip hop. It's a culture. So, but the music, the music, you know, that's driven by hip hop. You know, because at some given point in time, I saw it being watered down, dumbed down, and all kind of down downs that could be attached to it. But I don't know if you guys are seeing it. But it is, there's a shift. I see it. It's shifting, and it's shifting in a nice way. At some given point in time, I didn't see the shift, the good shift, shall I say, you know, and all the good music that's out there that really had something to give the people, it's more so you can find it in the underground, the independent artists.
You're right.
It lies with the independent artists.
You can find them at Embodiment Underground Radio, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And one might beg to differ with my perspective on that. And I love to hear you guys' thoughts, you know, because we all have different perspectives. You know, a person of a particular age, you know, we're in that era where, you know, we were around when hip-hop started, you know, and so... but that's a perspective also too now, because we had someone we interviewed a while back and they took it. No, I know who took it all the way back. SU the Guru.
Yeah,
he has you guys got to find him on YouTube. He had one episode. He has a YouTube channel, you guys. He's a YouTube creator. He talked about the history of hip hop. He took it all the way back to James Brown.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh. So that's, you see what I'm saying? So one might beg, so now if I had asked you, the guru sitting here, he's like, no, I beg to differ, Maureen. You know, but I was around with James Brown too.
Right.
You know, so I'm all, yeah. I was around when James Brown, you know, he was grown, I was little, but yeah.
James Brown was spitting it.
Yeah, so you guys really need to check out his show. It's something you dig.
Yeah, it's something you dig. Like, I peeked him out lately. I talked to him a little bit.
He's talented.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I checked him out. There's so much that's going on. What I got to do with my life. I'm going to check him out, though.
Oh, he is profound. And he speaks about his wife, his spouse, and something tells me she's very profound, too. I think there's this two profound people that has come together. But I'm getting a signal over here from the sound engineer, you guys, because we can talk all day. But again, shout out to SU The Guru. Check him out on all social media platforms. That's S.U.TheGuru. And over a music break, I'll find out the name of his YouTube channel. You guys need to really go follow. He's an artist. He's more than an artist. But right now, we're speaking about SU The Guru, the artist. So check him out, you guys. But for now, you guys, we have an amazing lineup. Again, shout out to Undu Kadi. We're going to go ahead and go into this next track, which is a tribute to Shock G. I'm also known as Humpty. So you guys, stay locked in. You're listening to The Underground, and this is Maureen Guest, your host.
Jay.
And your boy Sick on the board.
All right.
And we are taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Pretty hot and tempting. I must fix it. Yeah. For all my thick ladies. Left leg Christmas, right leg New Year's. Let me get at you between the holidays. Get up. What up, ma? How you live? A crispy three-piece or a rotisserie chick? A chasing to them women, Cornish hens and pigeons who have nobody personality about the listen. Switch my view, my scenery and vision. The Popeyes got you a wide thighs and bigger lick. KFC tastes different. Nothing authentic but the cheesecake's missing. Sickin'. That seasoning ain't hitting. The reason I'm trying to reason with the Colonel's kitchen. My mission. That Southern hospitality is infamous. Anything less ridiculous, really listen. The perks of getting work berserk, for instance. That close-up distance will make me eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Hey, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Come here, are you ticklish, fat girl? Come here, are you ticklish? Come here, are you ticklish, fat girl? Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak
in the head, freak in the gloves, freak in the bed, freak in the sheets, freak in the deep. Freak pebble beach, freak in the street, a freak, freak out, freak will never bring sand to the beach. The weakest foundation to build a house upon, that's why I vacation there and live on concrete. Practice what you preach, preach what you practice, practice makes perfect, but nobody's perfect, so I practice. I'm a sexolent worrier.
Say, Miss Cassie, if I tell you I'm murder.
I murder murderers, out of my orbit how I play. Place Uranus on Orion's belt, watch my big dip of Milky Way. Set your voice infamous, 24-7, 365, ridiculous. Eating up your crackers and your licorice. Hey, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Come here, are you ticklish, fat girl? Come here, are you ticklish? Come here, are you ticklish, fat girl? Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak in the head, freak in the club, freak in the bed, freak in the sheets, freak in the beat. Freak pebble beach, freak in the sheet, the freak, freak out, freak will never bring sand to the beach.
Alright, stop what you're doing. The image and the style that you used to.
What's going on, world? It's your man, SU the Guru, and I'm rocking with X360FM. Make sure you follow your boy at Rhyme Design, at SU the Guru. We all out here, man.
The role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards. It's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists.
They never freed the slaves, they realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens, we think we free cause we can't see the cage. They knew that race war would be the game they need to play. For people to big teams, they use the media to feed the flame.
They so fake woke.
It's another exclusive.
They know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake woke. Same old safe zones. They so fake woke. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Crazy all these people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor cause he wears a mask or he stays home. Has a daughter but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue cause they choose what they erase. There's a difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think I was the stupidest name when the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. I just wanna spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family without being accused of celebrating native casualties. We got so divided it's black and white and political. Republicans are bigots, liberals. Tards if you're liberal. There's riots in our streets and it's just getting worse. Y'all screaming deep on the police, y'all a genius for sure. They're underfunded already, they're way too busy to work. Order food and call the cops, see what reaches you first.
Segregation ended, that's a lie in itself. That was a strategy to make us think they were trying to help. They knew that racism was hot if they designed it to sell. We buy up every single box and divide us ourselves.
They so fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings. They know. They won't tell me what to believe in. They so fake woke. Same old safe zones. They so fake woke. Facts don't care about your feelings.
To get peace and wonder why it isn't working. That's like sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it, our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it silently. When country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill when the side effects get you high. You get addicted like these rappers dying, fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety, I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. The China.
All right, you guys, if you're just locked in, shame on you. However, perfect timing. We're now at the bottom of the hour. That was Getting Busy with this second break. Undukati, again, shout out to Undukati. He's working. He's putting, we're constantly getting music in from Undukati. And I'm just really, really super elated with all the, I would love to just kind of see his journey.
Right, and the last track was Fake Woke.
Yeah, fake Tom McDonald. Shout out to Tom McDonald. You guys, there's a lot of, he likes to ruffle up some feathers a little bit here and there. But his music is very thought-provoking. Every freaking track that he has, it makes you go, Some people hate him and most love him because he's not afraid to speak what his perspective, his truth, and what is going on in our society. So I just want to give a shout out to Tom McDonald. He's working too. I think he produces a video at least. I want to say every day, but I think that's hyperbole right there. I think I'm over exaggerating. Yeah, but he's working and he's putting out again thought provoking messages. It makes people for those who are willing to have an open mind and to think critically, because some of us are not at that point. Yeah. And that's not in a judgmental way. We're living in times where there's a shift here. And Mother Earth is seriously working on all of us, and we're all at different levels. So, you know, we often have, we're living in a society where there's different perspectives now, and everyone's at each other, and it's a lot going on. You know, a lot of things are being created. I'm just going to put it out there, you guys. You know, we got a lot of psyops going on, okay? And so it's a lot of emotions out there. I don't give a freak. You know, I'm tired of being silent. But yeah, so you guys just follow Tom McDonald, because, you know, we got somebody even more interesting and that's on the line. And I am just proud to bring in Soul Rec. Soul Rec, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can definitely hear you.
Yeah, I had to rein that back in because I get started. And I realize I have a very important person on the other end. And the reason why I say that, Soul Rec, and you may say, well, how do you know this? Because you don't know me. No, I don't. Okay. But I read your bio, and I've listened to your music, and I have hindsight as to what you stand for. And so, I'm just super elated to just have this conversation. I was telling the team here, when I was reading your bio, I said, that's my tribe right there. That's going to be my brethren, you know, because I'm feeling everything that you're doing. And I love to talk. I love to interview. But I was a little nervous to get you on the line, because I'm like, because we got a deep, profound man on the other end. So we got a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to first start with your name. I like how, if you can let the listeners know how you came up with Soul Rec, I think it's pretty cool on how you did that.
Absolutely. First of all, I'm thankful to be on the show, and thank you for the invitation to be here to share my journey with your audience. So I want to say that first of all. But Soul Rec basically is my first name backwards with a U added to emphasize the word soul, because basically my music means music for the soul, because my first name is Carlos. So if you flip it backwards, I add the U to spell Soul Rec.
Okay, I love that.
It's tight, man.
It really is. And it works out pretty well, because those first four letters, soul, I'm looking here. You're more than just an American rapper. When I saw that spoken word artist, I said, okay, he's all about getting messages out there. I also like the fact that you're using your perspectives, your truths, or, you know, just being... your existence, you know, here in the time, space, and reality, you're using all of that, everything about yourself, you're using your music as a platform. And I like how you stated in your bio, your music is to allow your listeners and fans to see the world through your lens. Let's talk about that. Exactly. And let's explain, because that may go over some people's head, but for those who don't understand that, let's talk about that, Soul Rec.
Well, absolutely. I just felt that my journey had to be different than the majority of the artists that are out there, because I wanted to do something. Well, first of all, I'm a father. You know, that comes first in my life. Mm-hmm. And I want to leave a legacy for my kids. So I felt like if I'm going to do music and do it to the optimum level, I wanted to make a difference, not only for the world that I live in, but the next generation that's going to grow in the world that we now live in. So I wanted to make music that was socially conscious and music that would touch people hard in their minds. And that's the reason for the song I did, Blackface and Belly of the Beast, as well as the one you have, Caught You Slipping, because we have so many dilemmas in the world, and I would be amiss not to talk about them. I feel like I would do a disservice to society and for the next generation. So that's why that's part of my journey, and that's the reason I'm burdened to do this, because it's a part of my soul, and I have to let it be exposed to the people.
Wow.
Man, I want to say word up to that.
Yeah,
man.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? And as you're speaking and listening to you, and I can hear the passion of it all from you. I really can. Mm-hmm. And you know, this interview is about you, but I can't help but relate to you. And you know, and typically when you interview, you don't want to put the I in it, because it's all about the person who's being interviewed. But I can definitely relate, because even being in radio, Soul Rack, you know, with all this going on, all the things that I want to say that's coming to light, because things have been going on for a long time. We've just been, you know, kind of conformed and brainwashed to so many levels that we didn't see these things. And you know, and I the radio station, I'm also using this platform to be able to be, I call it my ministry, to be able to open up, to enlighten those out there that's listening to the radio station. So when I saw this, I said, wow, he's using his music,
right,
you know, as a platform. Now, you even talk about all the things that are going on as far as the mass incarcerations, gentrification, police brutality, class warfare, and it's creating a lot of emotions out there. What do you say to our people? I'm not just necessarily talking about just race. I mean our people, just humanity within itself. What do you say to people out there in regards to being able to navigate through all this? Because you're using your platform to navigate your thought process, your anger, whatever emotions that flow through you,
sure,
you're putting it through your music. What kind of message would you give to the people out there in regards to the emotions? Because the emotions are triggering a lot that's going on,
Well, I mean, one of the things that you hit a key point when you said that your platform is a ministry. I feel like my music is a ministry because it has a spiritual essence to it. But I feel like one of the things we have to do is that we have to connect with each other and get out of our bubbles. That's one of the things that creates the separation. That's one of the things that allows the animosity to be inflamed, is that people live in separate societies. And what I mean by that is that they live in a bubble and we're not connecting. Social media did one thing successfully. It did give us an opportunity to connect. We also connect with people through radio, which that's what you're doing with your platform and many others. But we have to connect with one another. That way we can get past the biases. And even though we are gonna be moved emotionally because we're human, I'm human, that's why I'm triggered to do certain things because of emotional connections, but we cannot allow that to direct us. We have to find balance and we have to find some level of serenity. That way we don't let it overpower us where we can make those unwise decisions that could affect us for the rest of our lives. So we have to find a way to find balance, and we have to break outside the bubble and reconnect with people in a way that we can become a better society.
Absolutely. Well said. And I like that. Yeah. Because everyone, and I think it's fortunate for both you and I and many others out there that has a platform. And everyone, they don't realize that there's a platform for them as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, to this capacity. And so I think that was well said. Come outside of the bubble and to be able to have, be ready to have an open mind and to be able to accept critical thinking.
Right.
You know, because
Absolutely.
So, oh my gosh, you know, and with your platform being a ministry, how is it going for you as far as your fan base? Because you know, often when you are giving a message, and I think a lot of people are starting to awaken. I think I want to say fortunately, due to what's going on, some of us are starting to see through our lens and to see that everything is an illusion. So. We know with music often it's suppressed when you're giving a message. It's the garbage is the one that seems to get a lot of the attention. talk about your experience with that, because sometimes I feel like no one's listening to me. They, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy. And when I'm giving them some bull crap, I get all the attention. You know, I said, you know, and forgive me for saying this. I said, you know, maybe if I'm a personal trainer. I said, well, maybe if I show a little bit more skin or get butt naked on social media, I have everybody following me. You know, because then what I'm trying to say by that is that we have to people are feeling prompted to dumb themselves down to get the attention. Yes. What is your experience? Because you're going in opposition of what has been presented to the masses, and against the masses are falling for it.
Right, going against the tide.
Now. Going against the tide.
I think you hit a key point again, because you feel like at times you are challenged when you are doing something that's socially conscious, or you're going against the grain or going against the tide, because there is a lot of backlash whenever you speak something. I mean, you know, and I'll be short about it. When I did Blackface, the song where you're dealing with people that wear blackface and paint their face, mostly, you know, white people that paint their face black, which is used to degrade African Americans or Africans in that sense. You know, there was a lot of backlash, even though the message was meant to stir up things and to get people's attention and to bring truth to something that was wrong and it was a bad practice. You get backlash and people are resistant towards that, but you have to do it because you love the art and you love what you're doing and you love the impact that it would make. Because being the type of artist I am and doing and being, and of course you can relate because you're on a platform where you are challenging people to open up their minds, there's always going to be resistance and you have to expect that, but you cannot let that deter you, because the one thing about the music that I make, in my heart, I look at it as being timeless music. And what I mean by that is that I'm creating music that may not be fully accepted now, but it may happen a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, whatever time it is. That's why I try to write songs that I feel would be issues that would be ongoing, not something that's happened today and then it's going tomorrow. That way your music's not forgettable and you as an artist is not forgettable. So I think striving towards making music that doesn't have an expiration date, continue to push forward, and linking up with people like yourself and others who are like-minded, those are ways to get your music out there. And more importantly, don't get discouraged. Continue to encourage yourself through the process. That way you can continue to make good music regardless of the reception that you receive.
Oh, wow.
All right. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I saw something in your bio, and it really it caught my attention, because you know, for the listeners out there, Soul Track, he wears many hats. You know, spoken word artist, executive producer, music producer, and at some given point in time, you had the aspiration to begin a record label. And I like that, the Enlightened Music Group. Did that ever come to fruition, yes. Soul Track?
Yes, and in fact, that's what the music is coming through, my record label, which is the Lightning Music Group. So, yes, it definitely did. I encourage every artist. What I learned is that if people won't give you a platform, you create your own platform. And that was the purpose of doing the independent record label. But yes, to answer your question, yes, I am using that platform as we speak.
I love that. I love that. Let's talk about Soulploitation. Woo, you got me on that one. I said, you know, we got so many plantations out there. We got a soul plantation now. Can we talk about that album? Because I zoomed in on that one. You know, I'm like a little kid in the candy store right about now talking to you. You know, because sometimes I feel so alone. I feel like, oh, does anybody get it? Right, so let's talk about soul plantation.
They are out there.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, soul ploitation basically is a play on two words, the play on the word soul and then ploitation, which is, if you derive it from the black ploitation films, just the last part of it, basically means exposure or to exploit. And soul ploitation is meaning an exploitation or to expose my soul to the audience. That way the songs that are coming out is exposing my thought process, my emotional self as well, because I have a song on there called Broken Pieces, which deal with domestic violence. It deals with, you know, child molestation and suicidal tendencies. And so all of those things are things that are prevalent in society. And I'm just exposing myself to the people. That way they can get to know me, but get to know what I think about. And that's basically the gist of what Soulploitation is about.
You keep exposing yourself, Soul Rack. Right. We need more of this. Please do. Sure. Expose yourself. I mean it. Because this is such a delight. We need so much more of this. I actually, we're running a campaign here for the Embodiment Underground Radio, and it's been a little bit challenging. Okay. It's called the Conscious Vibrations campaign. Okay. I've been running it for a few years, and it's kind of hard to get people to kind of come in and support it because, number one, first and foremost, that's what a lot of people are not looking for because what's put out there, and then, you know, and what these artists are sometimes being manipulated into putting out there to the people, that's first and foremost, and so they don't understand, and it's not what's trending. But again, I have great faith that it's going to, I'm like you, I'm going to keep running it until it reaches people and people begin to believe in what the message is all about, because it's something that our world is transitioning into, because we are getting into a point of the masses are becoming a little bit more awakened, and some are going deeper into a trance, only for now. So, you know, this right here is just, we just need this. We need more soul wrecks, I guess.
Right, food for the soul.
Food for the soul. Man, I mean, just where have you been hiding? And I'm sure there's others out there, but they're just not being put out there. Yeah. They're not being put out there. And so I see that you're breaking barriers, and you're not taking any prisoners, and I really appreciate that about you. I really do.
And it was meant to be. This connection was meant to be.
Soul wreck, can you speak to some of the artists out here, because I'm like the mother of the artists. You know, I'm of a particular age, and I used to get offended, you know, that I'm getting of age, but I kind of like stepping into my maturation. I like being called ma'am and things of that nature. I had to kind of get outside of that ego that we've created, and so I deal with a lot of artists, and I see so many talented young men and women, and they end up going, and I'm, maybe I am being judgmental, maybe I am, but I see them going down the rabbit hole as a lot of the other artists, and not all of them, you know, but the ones that are put there before us, like this, you know, the ones that are speaking to us and telling us how to think and how to move and how to navigate, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to be too controversial here.
Showing us how to sell out, right?
Exactly. What can you say about the artists? And they're really talented. They really have good messages out there for the people. But because they feel as if they're not making any progress, I find myself seeing them turn into what's being put before us. You know what I'm talking about. I can't get it out in words.
You got it.
They're kind of dumbing down their worth, in other words.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I wanted to put this out there, too. If you need my help in any way with your vision, feel free to reach out to me, because I definitely want to see you thrive at what you're doing. So I want to extend that that olive branch, in the sense, or extend that out to you before I address the artists. But as far as artists are concerned, I think that artists just have to be true to themselves. I think the risk is worth the reward. It may not come today, it may not come tomorrow, it may take you a year to fully get the love that you need in order to move forward, but it's going to be worth it. I feel like when you shorten or you dummy down your music, you deny yourself the opportunity of a lifetime. It only takes one opportunity to change your life. Right. And if you don't really be your full self, and when that opportunity comes, you would never be able to fully enjoy it, because you're denying yourself the right to exist as an artist. So I think artists just have to be true to themselves. They need to connect with people that are like-minded. And I think that they have to do it because they love the art. If you do it for the money, you're going to disappoint yourself from the beginning, because you have to invest a lot of money and time to really get your music to a certain plateau. And any artist that tells me, well, I don't want to invest no money in marketing, I don't want to invest any money, you're not serious to me. Because it takes a commitment financially, it takes a commitment emotionally, it takes a commitment as far as time, and it's going to take a commitment as far as your energy is concerned in order for you to get things moving in the right direction. And more importantly, you just got, like I said earlier, you just got to encourage yourself every day that this is the thing for you to do, this is your calling, this is your ministry, and more importantly, this is your purpose.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
It's great.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually speechless, and you know, I never have a lack of words, as you can tell, Solrak. I'm real long-winded, but you got me on this one. Sometimes you just got to kind of sit to the side and listen. Right. Wow, that's all I can say. I wish we had more time. I you know what?
Sure.
This is. I just feel like that there's so much that I didn't cover with you, and I don't think we can even do it within a short interview. I really, really don't. But I'm just going to count my blessings having you actually cross my platform, and to me to even have your acquaintance, and not just me myself, just the team, the listeners to hear, just you know, the little bit that we've covered. I want to stay connected with you. I you have too much to offer. You have too much to offer to just have an interview and post it on social media, make it look good, and move on to the next. I definitely want to stay connected. You bring something that we so need.
All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
For you.
Go ahead, Mondo.
Likewise, I would love to do that.
Hey, this is Mondo J. What's happening?
How you doing, Mondo?
Doing good. I peeped out your bio. You have a nice bio and nice achievements as well. Hip-hop influences? I'm interested in that.
I got a lot of them. Rakim being one, Big Daddy Kane.
Rakim Big Daddy.
Slick Rick, Chuck D. Mm-hmm. Chuck D, of course,
All the true
original. I can't. I gotta admit, Public Enemy for sure, because they influenced, the way that I approach the social issues and so forth. Those are some of the main ones I would say as far as my influences are concerned.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah.
All right, so Rack, I just wanna say, yo man, this Silk, man. Hey, welcome to the tribe, baby.
Oh man, no, you know what? This was intended. The universe is working, I'm telling you. And when I think the last interview that we did, I talked about, we're changing the frequencies of our music here at the station. I don't know if you saw anything. I also have a few promos on social media where all the music that comes through X360, we actually, even when we played your song, we converted that to the 432 hertz, which is the electromagnetic beat of the earth. And I'm into frequencies and how they change the frequencies, and that's part of the ploy to, to dumb us down, to keep us sick and ill and emotional. And so that's part of our quest also as overall to the radio station.
Right,
that all music, definitely we don't put it through the airwaves
unless
it's 432. And then we got a lot, because we got a big database. I think we're going to be complete maybe by the end of the year to have everything that comes through the station at 432 hertz.
Right, because I'm trying to get in there with the television, because the reason why is 432 is the powerful healing frequency.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Keeps us
that.
Balanced. Yeah. That. So it goes alongside with everything that we're doing as a collective, and we're all a collective. And I am so glad that I found another warrior. Yeah, we got another warrior. Yes. Yeah. So now, quickly before we wind down, do you have any projects coming up or anything that you need to put out there to your fans and our listeners that they need to know as to what to expect from Soul Rec in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, primarily the Culture Slipping single that's out right now. Eventually, the Soulploitation EP will be dropping. And I got some more music that's in the works right now. I'm working with a producer from Canada. His name is DJ Merciless. He's actually a part of a group called the Moon Crickets. And so they got some nice music out as well that they put out. And so those are some of the projects I got. Of course, there will be plenty more, but those are the two right now that I can put out. But we're just working. That's basically what it is. I'm just working day in and day out, just working on getting some good music out there to the people.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Soul Rec, while I got you on the line, man, I can tell what kind of flavor you got. I just want you to do me a favor.
Okay.
Check out that new KRS-One album, man. I think you'll be digging into that.
You probably already have. Checked it out.
I already got it.
You got it. There you go.
You're talking to Soul Rec, He in touch. A person in touch, he gonna beat you to the point.
Okay.
He's all in.
Okay, I'm just checking. I want to make sure you was authentic.
You heard so bad. You see him. He's starting some stuff with you. Yeah.
You know what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, he's authentic. I can tell.
Peace and love, brother. Peace and love.
He did it on that one. He took me back on that one. That's dope.
Yes. I love it. Well, look, it's been an honor having you. That's all I got to say. How can our listeners find you on social media?
Oh, they just follow me. Just put at on any social media platform at Soul Rec Music, and I'll pop up online, and they can just follow me from there. Twitter, IG. You go to my Facebook fan page. Just put Soul Rack Music. I'll pop up, and they'll be able to follow me from there. And as far as the music is wherever music is sold. And they, even on TikTok, you can be able to find my music there as well.
Amazing. Okay. Well, if you ever happen to come to the Atlanta region, you know, hit us up. You're always welcome. You know, our doors are wide open. Our doors are wide open to anybody that can make a difference. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to give a shout out to my man, A-Man Bob, the other artist on the song. He's actually in Atlanta. And my brother Syed, who's in Atlanta as well, he's a lecturer and he's a veteran intellectual that fights against white supremacy on a daily basis. So I just wanted to give a shout out to two of my brothers up in ATL, you know what I'm saying, because I know that's where they reside, so I want to show some love to them.
Okay, awesome. Well, look, yeah. Soul Rack, again, it's been an honor. You took time out of your busy schedule. You have a lot going on.
Absolutely.
And you just keep exploiting yourself, okay? We want more. We want
Absolutely.
More. Yeah, and I would definitely, Absolutely. I'm going to be keeping in contact with you. Thank you for you know, opening that up. I just think
Absolutely.
That I can do so much with you. I really, really can. And so,
okay.
That's all I'm just speechless. So I'm ready to get out of here. You messed me up so bad. You know, I normally flow with this thing, but you just messed me all up. Y'all can't tell I'm tripping over here.
Oh, yeah, it's good to find like-minded people.
Yeah, I'm stumbling on my words and everything because I'm just too excited.
It's a feel-good thing to know it's
It is a feel-good. It is.
Like this,
you know? It is. All right. Well, look, anyone who missed this interview, Soul Rack, let them know. And you'll see it come across social media. We're on all platforms.
Absolutely.
So they can get the full interview. And I'll make sure that you get all of the links for that as well, okay?
Absolutely. We're going to promote it online. And once again, thank you for inviting me. It was good being among like-minded people. It was a blessing.
And likewise. Thank you. And you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right. Peace and love.
Thank you again.
All right.
Peace and love.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you guys. That was Soul Rack. Oh my gosh, we need more Soul Rack. So this is what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm talking about. I just envision him sitting in here with the rest of the team, and you know, when you just come across, how can I put it? Because I don't know. We living in some times. It just seemed like you're in Twilight Zone. I really and I'm not really, I really mean it. In a sarcastic way, you know.
Well, it's real though.
It's real.
And
yeah.
It's weird because like you're saying. It's always been there, but when you start to really see it, it's getting revealed to you. It's a serious aha.
Yeah.
Serious aha moments
and
going on.
Yeah, and many of us are afraid of what's being revealed. You know, it's kind of like, you know, depiction of a little child in the middle of the night, and they see a boogeyman, and what they do, they just kind of close their eyes and put the covers over their head.
Right.
It's like they just want it to go away.
Instead of running.
Yeah. Running or dealing with it or facing it. Like, what do you want? What are you here for?
Right.
You know, and so, and it's okay because we're all wired differently, but we're all connected.
Right. And it's even affecting how you even talk with people that you meet. You don't know whether to really discuss certain things or really, you know, because everybody's on either one side or the other, they're not really able to vibe with you on what level that you're on because they don't really understand it and they judge it. And it's not always a positive judge. And sometimes you get lucky and you meet like-minded people such as a Soul Rack. Like Soul Rack. That's why it's such a good feeling, like, hey, this guy's vibing on the same level.
And you know, and that's right, because you don't really know what approach to take because there are so many but you know, on the flip side, because I just knew out it was going, this interview was going to roll off my tongue with Soul Rack, and because of, you know, his walk and how he's navigating in this time, space, and reality, I was tripped up by that because I was just, it was a little bit of excitement, a little bit of nervousness, you know, it was like, okay, well, because I'm not used to having this conversation. You know, like the typical interview.
Right.
And so it went completely different than what I initially had in my mind.
Right.
I just want to shake his hand.
Yeah.
You know, this is a person you just want to invite in the house and say, hey, you want something to drink? You want to break bread?
You can hang out.
Let's watch a good movie. And then just talk. You know, it wasn't like, you know, because the interview is an interview, you know, and it was just so more than just interviewing artists and let's talk about the music. He's profound. He has a ministry. And so it just kind of, it threw me off. And so, you guys, I normally can flow really well, but when I get excited, it's all over. It's all over. And so I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this particular show back, and I gotta critique myself. And so you know, something's telling my conscience, say, okay, you get another person of this magnitude, you know, we gonna. It's gonna walk me through it.
Right.
I gotta get walked through this because right. That was hard for me.
Well, I think in actuality, how you speak to me during off times, you are drawing these people in. These people are starting to connect with us because this is what's being drawn to us.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we were seeking.
But it made me nervous.
Yeah.
It made me nervous.
But you see, it's starting to happen.
I feel like a big baby here. Right.
It's great. It's great. It's starting to happen like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's on. It's on and popping.
The universe is working. Yeah, absolutely. All right, you guys. If you just lock in and say, what in the heck? This is an Embodiment Underground Radio. They're talking about the universe and frequency. If you're just locking in, shame on you because the show is actually over. We had an amazing interview. You can go to all platforms that we actually upload our show to, and just simply because there's so many of them, so I won't even attempt to even give you a rundown. Just go to the Embodiment Underground Radio profile on Instagram and click on the link in the bio, and you'll see every platform for all of our interviews. So if you want to run it back and see exactly what we're speaking of, have at it. Again, we're on Instagram at Embodiment Underground Radio. Also too, it was something else that slipped my mind.
Get that X360 FM gear, man.
Yeah. Also, get the gear. We definitely have the gear. We're putting it out there. I'm sporting the hat today. I'll take a picture for you guys and put it on social media today. We'll take about 100 pictures so I can get a cute one for you guys. Because I know y'all like cute pictures. You know, as ladies, we got to be cute for the world. So, I understand it. We like to be cute. To be cute. Yeah, we can be cute.
It's a blessing to the world.
Yeah.
Like sunshine.
Absolutely. You know? Oh, get out of here. So, yeah. And also, go visit our guest. We just finished Solrac, Soulrac, on Instagram. Is actually Solrac Music. I think that's what he said. Solrac Music. Something cool, like that. But cool. When you put the at sign, it'll pull it up.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah. And otherwise, just go to our, you'll see it on our Instagram. You can kind of just go to his profile there. He's worth following.
I definitely want to link up on that one.
He is so worth following. Yeah. And he would be a good mentor to some of the other artists. I don't want to say younger artists because we have older people who just don't get it. They're not understanding the seriousness behind the messages. And then again, everyone doesn't, that's not their walk in life. Some people just don't want to walk that way. And that's cool too. You know, but for those who really want to kind of, you know, have a little different experience, then, you know, this would be your person to go to. All right. Okay. Sound engineer, I'm way over time. I saw you. You keep telling me what time it is.
I saw you ignore me, though.
All right, you guys. Make sure you follow us, again, on all social media platforms. Keep us on lock with, what is that? The Google Play Store. And I'm all messed up. And the Apple, I'm all messed up. Come on, y'all, help me out. The Google Play Store for the droids.
Right.
And for the iPhone people, the clan out there.
The Apple.
Yeah, Apple's
App Store.
It's Apple Store. Okay. It's not the App Store, but we know you have to go to the App Store to get to did I say that right?
You got it. We good.
Did I say that right?
They know.
Okay, and also Alexa skill. If you have your smart home device, just simply say Alexa start XFM. Numerical numbers.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, you guys, it's been real. I got to gather myself, all right? I'll be better tomorrow, you guys. I'll be a little bit more calmer. I don't know. We got a good interview tomorrow, too.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a really good one coming up, too. All right. We're done. You guys done? Mundo, how can they find you real quickly?
You find me on all social media platforms, IG, Facebook, Twitter, including my YouTube music platform.
What's up, Silk? How can they find you?
Yeah, you can look up Silky Silk on Instagram. Check me out. Also, you can look up Derwin Hicks on Facebook. Holla at me.
Holla, holla.
Come get that X360 FM gear, man. It's funky.
Yes. Oh, it is. And we're not just saying that because it's our gear.
Oh, we got it from head to toe, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make some underwear in a minute. We'll have some draws.
She didn't say draws.
Draws. That's how we say it in the southern, in the south. Draws. You know how we say it.
Okay.
All right, you guys, we're out. Enjoy your evening. We're taking control, folks.
Embodiment Underground Radio.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live. That right.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
I got royal blood in my veins. Cry till I die, you too loyal to shame. Growing from the mud, we don't see soil the same. Fuck with my past stems, I plant seeds for the change. Through the low class living, I never played the lottery. Buy you my ideas, the jackpot's inside of me. If you gotta say UG, you don't really move silently. Never in the heat of the kitchen like the lasagna be. Used to mob deep, now I'm becoming a prodigy. Cause havoc to them crooks, have way on it. Yellow tape metrics, better proceed with caution. Young niggas these days, they really ain't with no talking. Kyrie offenses is nothing for them to cross you. Your only options, coma or coffin. Still from having no conscience or no dreams. Got them ironically sleepwalking. The body's a vehicle, that's what my folks taught me. They got demons bidding for yours just like an auction. I just stay under my center reading my options. This my shot to ball, my hooper shot was too awkward. Like, plus I'm marrying. The sun been a mirror for years and I cherish it. Became allergic to fitting in, fuck Claritin. Pre-made the fit with this heat, no bearing.
Take it in a mission, it's hip-hop convention. My pen is in there, it's full of penicillin. I ain't old school, I put you in detention. Breaking your heart, I'm not mid-condition. Me and Chat talk. We known as rebels, way in the water. See below the level, made a new wave. Like I throw a pebble, bet you get blown like smoke out the kettle. Just an outcast of a Gemini man. Fighting myself like Gemini man. Call me pandemic, I sanitize hands. We in routine, but my clan. Eat you, keep goose, beat you, defeat you like a seafood. Your flows are style like a pair of Vizus. I diss you so hard, your fans could teach you. They call me D1, they call me D2. You're so way behind, you stuck in week two. Only person's real is a Hebrew. Push it like Malice, Mr. Me Too. Yeah, I see you as a YouTube star with only 3 views. Claiming that the streets like the blush deep blue.
Guess who I am? I am. Yeah, Black Mermaid in the streets talking shit spiritually. Got a problem facing truth that you got a problem with me. Ain't worried about opinions, you mean is drowning my seas. Salty Himalayan ain't beefing over the meat. Like Arby's in the booth, cooking up a season. You niggas drowning the stew. Rodents get a clue, electrifying shit. I'm Pikachu. Lay dormant if I take a Pikachu. I got a catalog for days. Pen gets to tapping and the fear drifts away. Give me a mic, I got a lot to say. Stand behind my words so you worms squirm away. Don't call me lame if you ain't getting paid. Paper chasing paper, your paper stuck in a phase. I'm not an actor, but bitch, I got the stage. Socially distanced, bitch, I'm bringing sage. I got hydraulics, I'm popping, I make that ass drop. I'm the owner, the buyer, call me the pop shop. You blew a whistle, I'm filing, but I will not stop. Your nigga can't get it, no need to cock block.
Yo, this is Motorman the Skip, so when you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio, chill, chill, chill.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
Yeah, what up? This your boy Martez, and you listen to Embodiment Radio.
Yo, this is Saint Laurent. You listen to Embodiment Underground Radio. Okay.
What's up? It's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
Peace and power to all. I am Mr. J. Smith, and we are here now listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo, what up?
It's
Mike Lindsay. You are now listening to Embodiment Radio.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you're listening to Embodiment Radio.